forgot which one's his now.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Aaron. All right. So, continuing our discussion of Nevuah. So, this week we are not going into something which is tangential to the Rambam. This is still, I think, very much on topic of the Rambam's Iker, but this is tangential to the central focus of this Iker. The Rambam, I mentioned, the Rambam includes in his Iker, as long as he's telling you the Ikrim, he tells you the accurate whole picture, even though not everything that he says is necessary for the Ikrim. So last week we talked about what the Iker of Nevuah is. We discussed, to sum it up in a nutshell, that the primary point of Nevuah, as the Rambam is clear, is not anything about the truth of prophecy that we have received, is not anything about the prophecies that were given to the Jewish people, but the focus of the Rambam's Iker is the fact that there is such a thing as a prophet, that there is such a thing as a person that God contacts, that God has ongoing communication with mankind. Now, we saw that that leads to such a thing as prophecy, where the person gains insights into the future, knowledge that he wouldn't otherwise have. But that, as the Ramchal we saw last week said very clearly, is a result, is a somewhat of a side effect of Nevuah. But the main point of Nevuah is that the person has this intense connection with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, reaches an incredible level of dveikus, of connecting to Hashem, and that's really the main thrust of this Iker, is the fact that there's an ongoing connection between mankind and God. What I wanted to talk about this week was one detail that the Rambam, in explaining this Iker, puts in, and we'll see this idea borne out in a number of sources in the Rambam. I think this might be our record for the most different works of the Rambam that we're quoting in one shir. We've got here the Ikrim, we've got here Mishneh Torah, the Yesodei Torah, we've got Mor Nevochim, and then we've got Shmona Prakim. I think our record for most Rambams quoted in one week. But just wanted to discuss the idea that the Rambam discusses here in the Yesod HaShishi, in the sixth principle of Nevuah. The Rambam says that the Yesod is to know Shazeh Hamina Noshi Yeshi Yimtu Bo Ishim Bale Kishronos Mifutachim, that there are people with kishronos, with skill, with talents, which are opened up Me'od, very much, V'shleimos Gedola, and a great degree of perfection. V'tiskone nafsham, and they have prepared themselves, ad shemikabelas tzuras aseichel, until they've reached, we're not going to get into the Rambam's ideas of what tzuras aseichel, and seichel anoshi, and seichel apoel, which are the ideas, the terms the Rambam use here, but we'll just call it he's reached a level of achieving intellect, right? Acha mekabelas tzuras haseichel, to the point where he has achieved or received the level of seichel, v'yischaber oso haseichel anoshi v'seichel apoel, and his human seichel connects to God's, just use the words, we're not going to explain them, it'd be more beyond the scope of this class, to God's active intellect. We're not going to get into exactly what that means, but basically that he has reached a point where his intellect can connect to God's wisdom, to God's knowledge. So the Yesod of the Rambam, so we discussed last week, the Yesod is the fact that there is such a thing as a Navi, but in speaking this out, the Rambam describes to us who a Navi is. If you look in the mythology of other religions, you know, Muhammad is on the road from to Damascus when suddenly he's, you know, struck by a Nevuah. right? Suddenly God just appears to him, and he's never heard of this guy. There's no necessarily prior experience with God, and suddenly, you know, God just comes to him. In the movies, you always got the guy who's like sitting in the coffee shop when all of a sudden he just like hears a voice and looks up. It's like, Judaism is very much not like that. A Navi is not someone who God chances upon. A Navi is not someone who he was minding his own business and suddenly God decided that you're the messenger. A Navi is someone who has reached an incredible madriga, has reached incredible heights in self-perfection. He's worked on himself, and he's reached what the Rambam describes, Shleimus Gedola, a great level of perfection. He's prepared himself to the point where he can accept Nevuah. The Rambam, we mentioned last week, is dealing with, in this Iker, with two facets of what might be a problem with the difficulty in relating to Nevuah, the reason why someone might not accept the Nevuah. And one of them we discussed last week, but the second, which is that how could God, who is so holy and so lofty, how could God connect to man? It's really a good question. It's wrong, but it's really a question coming from correct assumptions. God is, the Chazal say that the Medrash says that uladavka bo, that the mitzvah is to walk in Hashem's ways and to cling to Hashem. Right? And the Gemara says that is it really possible to cling to Hashem? That Hashem is metaphorically compared to a consuming fire. That Hashem is the ultimate kadosh. You can't actually connect to Hashem. So how can we have such a thing as nevuah, the primary point of which, the central pillar of nevuah being that you connect to a person and becomes so close that he actually connects to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way that he feels it in a very real way. How could that be possible? God is so lofty and so holy, and we are physical and lowly. So how could you have such a thing? And the Rambam, I think, is answering this question. The Rambam is explaining that, and we'll see this develop this idea more as we go along, but that the way in which Nevuah works is not just that you've got a guy and he's otherwise normal the way he's been his whole life, and all of a sudden God speaks to him. A Navi is a person who has reached an incredible height, and we'll go and see exactly what that is as we go further, but that's the basis of Nevuah, is the fact that a person first has to perfect themselves. I just want to point out one thing before we turn the page, which is the Rambam uses the expression kishronos mifutachim, which means opened up kishronos, which means that there are talents which have been expanded, which have been accessed, they've been opened up. Rav Weinberg was very adamant to explain these words, that kishronos means something that you are born with. Kishronos means inborn, innate talents. Right? A baal kishron, someone who is very talented, that God gave them a good head. That means something that you were born with. Mifutachim means that it was opened up, is something that is done by the person himself. That the whole point of the Rambam is that we're talking about the achievements that the person himself does in order to reach a level of nevuah, the perfection that a person does in himself. Mifutachim is talking about every person is given different kishronos. Every person has their own unique mix of what their talents are. But every person has the ability to open that up, to expand that. You have those talents, the potential to open that up and expand that is something that everyone has the ability to develop those talents, and that's what the Rambam is talking about here, is a person who has the ability for Nevuah is not something that a person is born with. Just because a person is very talented does not mean that he therefore achieves Nevuah. It's only a person with Kishronos Mifutachim, that the Kishronos, these talents that he has opened up, that he has expanded, that he has accessed them and developed them to reach their potential, that's the madriga. That's the level that gives a person access to Nevuah.
Right, the modern Hebrew word for development is similar.
Well, what is it?
It's Hitzpanchut.
There you go. Yeah, probably. All right. On the next page, we have the Rambam in the Hilchos Yisodei Torah Perek Zayin. This is where the Rambam goes through in Yisodei Torah the most directly through Nevuah. Anyone who is interested, you could read through the whole chapter here, and the halacha above here, we're going to actually get back to in the coming weeks when we talk about the seventh principle, which is the principle, the yesod, the ikar of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam discusses in Vav here, but it's in several other places also. But we're right now just going to see some snippets here from Aleph, Beis, and Dalet. The idea of general Nevuah, we saw some of this last week, but yeah, the Rambam describes exactly what the Madriga of Nevuah of a Navi is. Says the Rambam, Yisodi Hadas Lida Shakel Menavel B'nei Adam. That was part of what we saw last week. Ve'ein HaNevuah Chala Ela Al Chacham Gadol B'Chachma. Nevuah only happens upon, only takes effect upon someone who is a great level of wisdom. Gibor b'midosav, he is strong in his midos, in his personal development, his personal character. V'lo yehe yitzro misgaber alav b'davar ba'olam, and his desires never overcome him in anything. Elohu misgaber b'daito al yitzro tamed, he is a mind over matter. He, in his awareness, his development of his seichel, chooses his seichel over his taivas. He chooses his intellect over his bodily desires in every always, constantly. It's the level that he's reached. Ba'al deya rechava nechona ad me'od. He is a very broad awareness of what's going on. Adam shehu that's step one, says the Rambam. Adam shehu memula b'chol amidos elu, someone who has all of these midos, all these attributes. Shalim begufo, he is complete in his body. Kishayikanes lepardes v'yimashich v'osan ha'inyanos hagadolim harechokos v'tielo dea nechona lahavin lahasim. He goes into the secrets of Torah and he delves into these great important matters that are far from man, and he has a correct understanding to grasp and to understand things. That's basically the taking off of what he said. And now he goes a step further. That's the starting point. The starting point is you've got to be that you always overcome your taivos and your look and your great chacham, and you're going into the most deep parts of the Torah. V'hu miskanish v'holich, and he continues to sanctify himself. Uporish midarkei klal ha'am, and he separates himself from the ways of the rest of the people. Haholchem b'mechashchei hazman, who are involved with all these wastes of time. V'holich u'mezariz atzmo u'melabed nafsho shelo tiela lo machshava klal be'ech midvarim b'teilim. And he pushes himself, inspires himself, and teaches himself, trains himself, that he never has any single thought in any of the nonsensical matters, anything which is a waste of time. V'lo mehavle hazman v'tach pulosav, not involved with all the different things that people get caught up in. Eladaito tamin pnuya lamala kashura tachas akise. That his mind, his awareness, is always turned towards Shamayim and connected to Tachas Akise, to Hashem's, metaphorically, to Hashem's throne. And that's the level of the person who is working towards Nevuah. Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Shore Allah. That person reaches level one, which is Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is not yet Nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh is a person who has achieved a level where he actually feels, as the end of this halacha, which I'm not going to read inside, he actually feels a tangible presence settle upon him. He feels that he's been changed. It is something which is, as I'll say, you know, you're Mekadesh yourself Milamata, and Shemayim is Mekadesh you more Milamala, that a person is Mekadesh himself from down here, and then Shemayim gives him a boost. You start the process of Shemayim Elvis, and that's what happens to the person. That the person, that he's Mekadesh himself, and then there's this, from outside of him, it's given to him, this spiritual boost, and he senses that he's been given a greater awareness. He senses he's not the same that he was before. He reaches a level approaching that of the angelic. That's the person who's reached Ruach HaKodesh. The person who's reached Ruach HaKodesh is not yet a Navi.
He accepts that this is still around today, Ruach HaKodesh, but other forms of the Nevuah is not. I know it's a little bit off topic.
So the Ruach HaKodesh definitely was around after Nevuah was. The Rambam in Mor Nevochim, we're not going to see that part of the Rambam, but the Rambam in chapter 32 of Chelek Beis Zemor Nevochim goes through all the different aspects of Nevuah and which things were. Like, for example, he talks about, you know, Ksuvim were all written with Ruach HaKodesh, not with Nevuah. That's a level. It's a level below Nevuah, and you know what Ruach HaKodesh really is, but here at least the Rambam doesn't discuss which ones are still around. We know Nevuah is not still around, but as I'll say that children and mentally insane people might have some aspect of Nevuah.
Nevuah,
but and even that, I don't think the Rambam thinks is Nevuah like the normal what we're describing, and that they've, you know, achieved a level of dveikus to a Kadosh Baruch Hu where they so Ruach HaKodesh is not as we're right now saying is not Nevuah, and Ruach HaKodesh certainly might exist in some level today. For sure there are opinions that say Ruach HaKodesh still exists today. I don't recall off the top of my head if the Rambam says that explicitly over there in Mor Nevochim, but he talks about it over there if you wanted to look. Says the Rambam that there are different, skipping down to the next underlying section, says that there are different levels in Nevuah. Says some Nevi'im have greater levels, some have lesser levels. V'kulon ein roen mar ha-Nevuah ela b'cha... Oh, so I'm sorry, before we move further. So that's step one. Step one is that the Navi, in order to connect to Nevuah, step one, this is before he's even gotten the Nevuah, is that he has reached a level of, say, of personal development where certainly he's left behind all taivos. He's left behind, you know, but he's misgaber al midosav. He overcomes all of the challenges of his yetzer. This is a person who has to, what we might call the greatest degree humanly possible, left behind the lowliness of his physicality. And I think that is step one of the answering how is a connection, such a literal connection between Bnei Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is that possible? Step one is that they're leaving behind, they are rising above the lowliness of their physical half. Step one is that they're reaching a level where they've overcome the challenges of being, I don't know, when I say overcome, I don't mean that they don't have nisyonos anymore. Chazal say that David HaMelech actually reached a level of libo chalal bekirbi. Chazal say that David HaMelech, for all practical intents and purposes, outgrew his Yetzer Hara. He killed his Yetzer Hara. Chazal say that libi chalal bekirbi means that David HaMelech actually killed his Yetzer Hara. So, but that's not necessarily what happens by every Navi, but that at least to a major extent have left behind the challenges, the influences of that which comes from being physical. They overcome their desires, they choose their seichel over their body. That's step one, says the Rambam. And the next point, even after that, V'kul on ein roin mara hanavua ela b'chalom b'chizayon halayla, to either see it in a dream, in a vision at night, o bayom achar shatipa alein tardema, or during the day after falling into a trance. V'kulon kisha misnabin evarehen mizdazin v'koach haguf koshel v'eshtonosehem mistarfos v'tishara dea penuya lahavin mashatira. All of them, when they are misnabe, when they prophesy, their limbs tremble and the strength of their body weakens, and their faculties all become useless, and they remain purely an intellect which is available, which is clear to understand what they see. So step two of nevuah is when they actually get nevuah. Step one is they've put their seichel above their guf, but they still have a guf. They still are a physical person. Step two of that contact, which is nevuah, is that the physical aspect of the person is completely nisbatel. That becomes completely nullified, becomes completely non-functioning. Their limbs start to tremble. They lose the ability to control their own body. There's other sources who talk about that anything there's sometimes when a Navi, as part of his nevuah, would actually speak the words of his nevuah, that wasn't done through his own mind controlling his mouth. He couldn't move his mouth at that point. He becomes completely a kli, becomes completely just a puppet, and everything that he does is completely removed and disconnected from his physical self. And that's, I think, step two of bridging this gap. Is step one is his seichel has to be maximized, has to become that he becomes a person who is sichli, a person who is primarily intellect. And then step two is, in order to finish that process, is that at the point at which, that point of the most intense connection, the point of nevuah, that his body actually becomes nullified, his body actually ceases to function.
I was just wondering if there's any instances in Tanakh where there's a description of one of the Nevi'im having this type of experience.
There are. I don't know if the Rambam actually brings two pieces of source text in the next two lines. He brings from Avraham, when Avraham had the nevuah of Bris Bein Avasarim, so it says Vehine Eimach Hashech Gedola Nofelis Alav, right? It says that, and then it says that Venav Alav Tardima, right? So that's one of them. And the other one he brings from Sefer Daniel says Vehodi Nefach Alai Lamashchis Velo Atzarti Koach. That when Daniel had a level of prophecy that says that literally my glory flipped upon me to destruction, and I did not retain any strength. Right? That he lost all of his physical strength at the point at which he received the nevuah. The last thing I wanted to point out here. So he brings.
I should have read that ahead of
time. So the Rambam in Halacha Dalet is describing that even after all of this, your average Navi could not have a prophecy just because even after all of this, you've reached the level of nevuah, and you've even had a nevuah before. A prophet does not receive a nevuah when he wants to. A prophet prepares himself for nevuah, and he basically waits and constantly putting himself into a situation where he is ready to receive nevuah, and then if he's in that state, he might get a nevuah when Hashem wants to give him a nevuah, right? So the Rambam sums this up. He says, "V'zehu shene'emar v'heima misnabim," and this is what it means when the pasuk says about the students of the Nevi'im. It says, "V'heima misnabim," they were prophesying, which is a present tense participle, which means the ongoing present tense, says, Kolomar mehalchim bederach hanevuah ad shen yinavu. They would go in the path, the way of the process of nevuah until they would get nevuah. Kamosha ata omer ploni misgadel, like you say, someone is growing, he's misgadel. So someone who was prophesying, meaning getting Torah words, prophecy, was misnabim. They would put themselves constantly in a state. They're constantly working on themselves. The Navi is not just because now that I've perfected myself, now I get Nevuah. It was a constant process of constantly working on themselves and trying to get higher and higher until they could reach that point of Nevuah. So, the two points trying to bring out that Nevuah is not something that you just get just because God has a message, so he has to find somebody to contact. Right, Nevuah for an incredible level of work, and even after all of that personal achievement, not necessarily, that does not automatically result, that does not automatically lead right into that a person gets Nevuah. After that, a person is continually working on themselves, and then even once they actually get Nevuah, that still involves, that still requires a certain departure from that last vestige of physical existence that they have. Now, just to throw in a little bit of a preview. Halacha Vav of the Rambam, which we're not going to go through right now, is about how much of what we just said does not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's going to be the topic of the coming week. Not this coming week, because we're off next week, but the next time we meet is this process of is the difference in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, but not all of the things that we just said are really, really apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. But your regular, your average Navi, your standard order Navi, was of that even after all of these things, still did not reach a level where he now has a constant connection with Hashem. He's still at a point where Hashem has to contact him, he has to remove his physical faculties, and only then can you have that connection between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and a Ben Adam, between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and a physical human being. The Rambam in Mor Nevochim, he discusses that he's discussed before that he's miskaber al midosav and he's overcome his challenges, that he really has a source in Chazal for that. He's going to reference that, and then on the next page we'll see where he discusses it more explicitly. The Rambam says, Aval hayos hayisod etzlenu. His konanus v'hashlemus b'midosios u'behegyonios b'hechrech. This is a principle, a fundamental point for us in Nevuah. A fundamental point of Nevuah is the preparation and the perfection of the person in his midos, in his attributes, and in his thoughts, b'hechrech, by necessity. That's a logical necessity of of achieving Nevuah. Hu amram eina nevuah shora ela al chacham gibor v'ashir. This is what Chazal were referring to when they said that nevuah only descends upon a person, devolves upon a person who is chacham, who is wise, gibor, literally means strong, v'ashir literally means rich. We'll see. The next we're going to see in Shmona Prakim, where the Rambam explains what he understands each of those things to mean, Chacham, Gibor, V'Ashir. I would point out that the Rambam really is quoting a Gemara which appears in two places. In both of the two places that it appears, there's a fourth term, which the Rambam leaves out here. In those two places, the fourth term is different. In one of them it says Baal Koma, and in one of them it says Anav. And the Rambam leaves that out here. In Yesodei HaTorah, he actually said Shalem Begufo, that he was complete or perfected in his physical stature, which might be an interpretation of what Baal Koma means. But either the Rambam here in Mor Nevochim only quotes the verse 3. What?
He's in a coma.
That's not the prereq for Nevuah. That's when he actually gets the Nevuah. So the Rambam says that he has what the Chazal say. Ukvar be'arnu ezeb pirush haMishnah. We've already explained this in the pirush haMishnah. That's what we're going to see in the next page. Ubechibur hagadol, and in the great Chibur in the great compilation, which is the Yad HaFazaka, which is what we just saw, which is where he said the in his Midos and everything like that. Hodanu ki b'nei hanavim uskim tamid his konanus, and we are told that it's known to us that the b'nei hanavim, the students of the Navim, they are constantly involved in this preparation. Skipping to the bottom of the column here, aval matzanu lashonos rabim mehem psuke mikra o mehem divrei chachamim. We find many different terms, some in psukim, some in the words of Chazal. Kulam holkim lafi hayasoda hazeh. All of them are follow along. All of them are understood in line with this principle. Vehu shahashem minave misha yir. Vehu shahashem minave misha yirte. Hashem contacts, speaks to, or connects to who he wants to, when he wants to. But vidavka l'shalem hachasid betachlis, specifically to a person who is perfected in the epitome of righteousness. Aval hasakalim min hahamon, but the commoner or the foolish. Average person, lo yitachin zatzlenu kolomar shenisnava echad mehem. It makes about as much sense to us that he would have a prophecy, elak afshar shenisnava chamor or tzardeya, that a donkey or a frog would have prophecy, that a person who has not perfected their midos, that has not brought themselves to this level, that they are as relevant to prophecy as a donkey or a frog. Now, I can't tell you why he chose a donkey or a frog, but the point, I think, is that the Rambam understands that the Nevuah comes through it's connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Opposites do not connect. The person has to bring himself to a level where he is no longer just this lowly physical being, and then if you're at the level where you started, there's no possibility of prophecy because there's no means for this connection to happen. Zehu hayisod etzlenu shehechrechios al kolpanim hahachshara v'hayishtalmus. That this is the yisod that we have that is necessary prerequisite to nevuah is the preparation and perfection. V'az tiyah efsharos shabat luyegzeres Hashem. And then you'll have the possibility, the option of this Gzeiras Hashem, of this the divine decree coming to you. But until you've reached that point, it's not even a possibility. It's not even a remote possibility for prophecy to happen. The last Rambam here that we want to see. How much more do we have to do here? Make sure I'm not going to get through everything. Okay, I think we'll be okay. Oh. Says the Rambam in Shmona Prakim, this is largely, we'll go quickly through this because it's basically a repeat of what we just saw, but this is where the Rambam explicitly identifies each of the terms from the Gemara and Shabbos and explains what each of them is. He talks about the different milos and chisronos that a person could have, and he says, V'elu ha-pechisios kulam he mechitos hamavdilos bein adam bein Hashem Yisbarach. All of these deficiencies, all of these lowly things, he talks about taiva and gaiva and anger and brazenness and all kinds, nice checklist of all the bad mitos a person could have. It says all of these things are barriers which separate between him and Hashem. Maimer Hanavi Mevar Zev. The Navi explained this in Yeshaya. Ki im avonoseichem hayu mavdilim beinechem levein alokeichem yomar shavoseichem. That the sins, your iniquities, are interrupting, are forming a barrier to a separation between you and your God. The avonos, those are these raos, these midos that he was just explaining. Hey mamachit mechitos mavdilos. Those are the mechitzos which interrupt between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vida, shekol navi lo nisnava el achar shiyelo kol hamilos asichlios. A navi cannot achieve nevuah until he's achieved the heights of the levels of sichlius of the intellect. The rov milos hamidos the hachzakos shebahen. The hachzakos shebahen. And he's reached most of the milos of his personal character. The hu amram. And now he has quotes the Gemara. Eina nevuah shorah ela al chacham gibor v'ashir. Nevuah only devolves upon a person who is wise, strong, and rich. Chacham, who kolel kol ha-milos ha-sichlios, beli safek. Chacham means all of the levels of the intellect, all levels of wisdom, achieving the heights of intellectual achievement. The ashir, who mi milos ha-midos. And ashir, says the Rambam, is the loftiest of midos, of personal character. How so? Ritzono lomar ha-histapkus. That it means a person is satisfied with what he has. Mipnei shehem korim ha-mistapik ashir. Because Chazal refer to someone who is satisfied as someone who suffices. Chazal referred to him as a rich person. The hu amram. Anyone, I'm sure everyone, at least someone can guess where that is. Pirkei Avos, right? Ezehu Ashir, right? The Rambam says, "Hu Amram begather Ashir, Ezehu Ashir hasameach b'chalko, who is rich, someone who's happy with what he has." That's what the Rambam says. Chazal are referring to that very same Ashir when they talk about a Navi is an Ashir. A Navi is a rich person, is a person who's happy with what he has. It's the milah of his stopkus of not feeling the need to have more physical belongings. He's happy with whatever he has a chance to be his. He's not pained by what he's unable to achieve in his physical acquisitions. Gibor is also referring to a level of midos. Ritzono lomar sheyanhig kochos of kafi hadas va'aita. Kamosha be Arnu Beparake, that his faculties and his abilities are guided according to his awareness and his intellectual understanding. And this is similar from Pirkei Avos, the same Mishnah. Ezehu Gibor, who is strong, Hakovesh Yitzro, somebody who overcomes, who conquers his Yetzer, his inclination, his desires. That's a person who's strong. That's the strong person that Chazal were referring to. Chacham Ashir v'Gibor, he is a Gibor. He is Gibor over his Yetzer. He has overcome his desires, and therefore he is Shalim in his Midos.
So the
Rambam in Shimon HaPrakim, which we're just quoting, and in Mar Nevocha, makes no reference to anything physical. I mentioned that the Gemara does say Baal Koma in one place, and the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka did say Shalim Begufo, which does seem like some kind of physical health, which the Rambam doesn't explain what that would be, what the significance of that would be, but right. So I don't know exactly where that would fit in, but the Rambam says it in one place. The next thing here, this is the Drashos Aran. So the Aran here is discussing this same Maimer Chazal is discussing this Einikar Shabar Gomashir Shkinasu El Alkachem Gibor VaAshir VaAnav. So the Ran has the version that we have in, I believe, Nedarim, where it says, adds on the fourth one of an Anav, and the Ran here goes through what these four things are, and we're going to skip a paragraph in the middle where the Ran actually brings the Rambam and argues with the Rambam's explanation of those words, but he will see that it doesn't really make a difference in how he understands the truth of the point. Starting from the underlying section halfway down the page, ve'ein safik shelamisha yavo elav zeha shefa. So first he describes nevuah very much along the lines of what we discussed, that nevuah is not just a list of facts, but nevuah is the shefa, is this spiritual connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says ve'ein safik shelamisha yavo elav zeha shefa yitzdarach sheyesh shalim b'maylos asichlios u'maylos aminos. There's no doubt that a person who achieves this level of nevuah first has to have perfection in the intellectual and character trait areas. Mitzad, now the Ron explains why it is, explicitly explains why it is that this has to be. Mitzad, she'ein ra'i she'yachol shefa ruach Hashem yisbarach al ish chaser hamidos. It's not fitting, it's not appropriate that the shefa of a Kadosh Baruch Hu should take effect upon a person who is lacking in his midos, ki tovas Hashem nilos, because this person is really an abomination to Hashem. Hashem's not happy with such a thing, so the shefa is not going to, says, velo mizeh hatzad levad, and not that alone, aval mitzad hemshech advarim kifi tiv'ehem. But this really is a result of the nature of the existence of these things. Vehu sheyadua ki advarim kulam yiskarvu l'domehem, it is known that everything is attracted to that which is similar to it and distances itself from its opposite. And this is the idea of, you know, brother, the things that are similar form a certain camaraderie, a certain brotherhood, and opposition to things which are different from the person. Ki adam yesh lo shtei pnios. A person has two leanings, two directions in himself. Letzad hamaylo uletzad hamata. He has a pole towards rising and a pole dragging him down. Ukeshi yisbonin v'yashlam atzma v'muskolos v'ye baal techunos tovos. When a person contemplates in the intellect and toward the thinking about things, and he becomes a good person. Hinehu nifrad mitachtonim upone el tzadamayla. He separates himself. He disconnects from those lower things, and he turns towards these higher levels. V'kasher yipasek iuno mizeh. When he separates himself from thinking about these things, v'yate el hadvar machomrim, and he leans himself towards the chomer, hine hu pone el tzad hamata, then he turns towards the, then he turns downward. Right? This is the that it's they're not the two separate scales. The scale of your involvement in the physical part of yourself and in the spiritual part of yourself and the intellectual part of yourself, there are one scale. If you move towards the sichlios, you're moving away from the chamrios, and if you move towards the material aspect of yourself, if you put the focus on that, you are inherently moving further away from the sichlo part of yourself. Amnam haroi lo ki kol o chetia b'chayim the Ran says something very interesting here. He says, it is impossible that while a person is still alive, that he is in a steady, constant upward process, uninterrupted upward process. Aval yiyu olim kol od sheyisasku b'tzarchei nafsham. They'll be going up as long as they are involved in the pursuits of their soul. The yordim kol sheyifsiku mizeh lasok b'tzarchei gufam. And they'll be going down whenever they take a break from that to be involved in anything physical. And anything physical. This includes, you know, you stop for lunch. You are now involved in, you've now stopped with the focus on your soul, and you're now involved in your body. Says the Ron, that's by definition, that's built in to being human, is it's impossible to have one constant upward climb of spiritual focus. By definition, whenever you are taking care of your physical existence, you are now involved in your physical self. Ve'im yezeh bedvarm chomrim ha'chrechim. This is true, if this is true, even by those things which are necessary for a person's physical existence, she'i efshar, kishayis aseik adam bahem she'tia p'niyasu el tzad ha'mailos, it's impossible that while you are involved in them, that you could be directed towards your spiritual self, you're taking care of your physical self, kol she'kein mi she'yia nishka b'tchunos ha'ra'ol she'im ha'taiva ha'mosrios, how much more so a person who is involved in the physical pursuit of things which are completely unnecessary, just as taivas, the things that fulfill his physical desires. She'i efshar she'iskarv l'sichlim ha'nivdolim. It's impossible for him to become close to the seichel. U'mipnei zehu mash amar kan Rabbi Yonasan she'ein ha'kadosh baruch hu mash ha'shchin also el ha'chacham v'anav. That's the understanding of a person cannot become close to Hashem. It cannot have the Shechina dwell unless he is a chacham and an anav. She'ein kol l'mailos ha'sichlios l'mailos ha'midos. Now, the next paragraph, he rejects the Rambam's interpretation of what Gibor and Ashir is. However, he now goes back, he says, certainly what the Rambam says is true. Ve'ein safik shemailos elu yashlimu anefesh yafidu min atachtonim. It's certainly true that those things which the Rambam says it means are part of what separates a person from him from his lowliness. Via dveikus beina ubein elyonim ashi yirai l'nevuah. And that can propel him towards a connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which can lead into nevuah. Im yatam in a chachma avanava shei miles siklus miles amidos yagvir kovus gufanis asher yivatzibo v'achin yavdilu me Hashem havdel atzam. And the as opposed as evolved in the physical, that separates him from Hashem, right? Says im kain tsarich anavi lahasir pachisus me'alav, and therefore the navi has to remove all of his lowliness from him. The Ran just says that's just not what the words in Rabbi Yonasan's statement mean. They mean something else. But certainly the Rambam's correct that overcoming your physical desires and being satisfied with whatever you have, those are necessary. Those are part of the picture. That's just not what that statement was referring to. But says the Ran. So the Ran says very clearly this idea that we're discussing, that a person of the connection of a Navi can only have Nevuah if you become similar to Hashem. You disconnect from the physical part of yourself and you become more sichli, more intellect, more spiritual. That is the only way where Nevuah is even a possibility, is to first have that growth and that connection. And the Ran says it's not something which is purely the Ran goes so far as that even those things which they're not averos, you're not doing something, you're not getting, you know, overly involved in indulging in physicality, but involvement in physicality by definition is a drive in the opposite direction. And therefore a person, the more that you have to spending more time on a spiritual development than he spends even on the necessary parts of his physical development, that's the only way that a person keeps going higher, and that's going to involve interruptions. Those interruptions is important. As much as the Ran is saying that there will be interruptions by necessity, he's also saying that those interruptions don't end the process. That you cannot. It's not an all or nothing proposition. A person gradually goes up, even though there are these necessary interruptions. I just want to see this last point really quickly. The Ramchal, in the third chapter of the third section of Derech Hashem, Behi galoso yisbarach shemo, behi shafo shifu al navi, yet yigbar alav tigvor is gadol, umiyad chomro v'chol every gufo yizdazu v'yichashu lehishapi. All aspects of his physical existence, they basically see, they flip around, and they're all the become completely opposite of what the kizat mechok hachomer. Because this is the rule of physicality, shelo lisbol giloy haruchnius. The physical. Second. Last sentence here, really quickly. Says the Ramchal, by definition, the physical aspect of a person cannot tolerate, cannot handle the revelation of the spiritual. Kol shekein gilui kvod yisbarach shemo, how much more so in open revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. Vehine hargasho sav yibatlu, and therefore his physical senses will be nullified. Vegam pu'ulosav hanafios lo yifalu klal me'atzman, and his physical faculties will not operate at all on their own. They might operate through HaKadosh Baruch Hu utilizing them, but he will have absolutely no connection between him and his physical existence, because the physical part of him cannot tolerate this revelation of the spiritual, of the purely spiritual, and he can only have this revelation if he separates and disconnects from that physicality. And that is the bridging the gap between what it means to be human and to receive a nevuah.